One of the requirements of Kriyat HaTorah is that both the person laning as well as the person who's called up to the Torah have to be standing. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Aleph says Sarich Likrot Mu'umad, that you have to read standing up. And presumably this is because in some way it's disrespectful to the laning and to the Sefer Torah to be sitting down. And we'll discuss the exact reasons why momentarily. But also the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not even allowed to lean on something, and you should be standing, as it were, almost to attention, giving the Torah and the Kriyat HaTorah the greatest of respect. And unfortunately, sometimes you do see in shul that either the person laning or the person called up is slouching on the bimah, that's not standing up properly, leaning on the bimah, and that's a disrespectful way to treat the Kriyat HaTorah. But a question comes up, what about an elderly person or a weak person who's unable to stand up unsupported? Can they be called to the Torah and can they lean on something? So the Shulchan Aruch actually says that a bal basar, a person who's very heavy and unable to stand unsupported, is allowed to lean on something. That's presumably because it's his incapacity which is stopping him from standing by himself, rather than a sense of disrespect. But the question which is addressed by some of the contemporary poskim is the question of a wheelchair user who's unable to get out of his wheelchair. Is he allowed to receive an aliyah la-Torah while sitting down, and could he even lean whilst sitting down? So Rav Osher Weiss in Minchat Asher, Chelek Gimel Se'if Tet, Simon Tet, has a tshuva on this, and he brings our attention to the Gemara in Masechet Megillah, Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph, which says the reason why you have to stand for the Kriyat HaTorah. That is because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, he said to him, V'ata po amodim adi, you stand here with me. So we see here a model that when one is receiving the Torah, as one is at the time of Kriyat HaTorah, one has to be standing. But the Yerushalmi also discusses this Sugya, and says there are three reasons why it might be that a person that needs to stand, or there might be three reasons why a person needs to stand for the Kriyat HaTorah. The first is because of Kvod HaTorah, a sense of respect for the Torah. This is the holiest thing that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke himself, and therefore it's respectful to stand up for the laning. Second consideration might be Kvod HaTzibur, that whenever everyone is doing something on behalf of the congregation, then a function of Kvod HaTzibur is that you, or a requirement of Kvod HaTzibur is that you have to be standing up out of communal dignity and out of respect. And a third consideration is Eima V'Yira, the fact that the Torah was given on Har Sinai, that's in a state of Eima V'Yira, Retev Zeah, sense of awe and reverence on the part of Bnei Israel, and the Kriyat HaTorah is a reenactment of Ma'amad Har Sinai, and therefore everybody around the bimah needs to be standing, recreating or reenacting at least that sense of awe and reverence. So Rav Osher Weiss suggests that nafkaminas between these approaches might be relevant in our discussion, particularly with the case of b'diavad, if a person read not standing up. That's according to the Bavli, this might be a gzeirat hakatuv, that for the Kriyat HaTorah you have to be standing, and therefore even if one's not standing, then it's not valid. And that seems to be the way that the Bach paskens. And the Bach would be passing this according to the Yerushalmi. However, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura, both talking about a Baal Basar, really the Baal Basar, the very heavy person, shouldn't lean on something that if it's removed, he'll fall over, because that's regarded as if he's sitting down. Nevertheless, both the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura say that b'diavad, if he was leaning in such a way, then the Kriyat HaTorah is valid, and that's presumably following the views in the Yerushalmi. And therefore, he says we've got a principle that shat hadchak b'diavad dami, that extenuating circumstances are the equivalent to b'diavad, where something has already been done. Meaning that, generally speaking, you've got a way that you ought to do things, and you're not allowed in the first instance to choose to do it in an inferior way. Nevertheless, b'diavad, if you did it in that inferior way, many instances you'll have fulfilled your obligation. However, b'shat hadchak, in extenuating circumstances, you can follow that lenient approach even in the first instance. And the dignity that a person is entitled to, also when they're sitting in a wheelchair, is enough to say that shatad chakdi avadami, and therefore that's based on the explanations in the Yerushalmi, a person in a wheelchair is allowed to be called up for the Kriyat HaTorah. Ad kan.